Speaking to a non-believer, I was talking to our neighbor, and my husband said, "I don't think he understood what you said." And I said, "That's because his eyes are not opened yet." And that just comes out because your spirit is in tune with the Holy Spirit, and he shares the mysteries, and it comes out of my mouth sometimes.
Do you feel as though if you weren't born again, you wouldn't be able to do this?
No, I wouldn't. Okay, because so I tried before.
Really?
And I was just going, not me, ma, me, ma. Yeah. I don't even know.
There's a
very
clear link, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. Because it's very spiritual. And if you're not connected to the Creator, to the Holy Spirit, there are some who are not born again who can sing. Mm-hmm. It's different.
And presumably it means different things for that. Because you said just a moment ago that you felt anointed.
Yes. And the more I throat sing, the longer I do, the stronger it becomes. That's why I start to become more bold, become freer, and become stronger.
What is that sort of feeling?
It's like I was an alcoholic before I was born again.
Yeah.
I used to get drunk after, if I had a shot of whiskey, straight on an empty stomach, you get that alcohol high.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that. Or
much less harmful.
With no side effects.
no side effects.
That's the beauty of being connected, being with your spirit opened, with your eyes open.
You can't become addicted to throat singing. You have to do it all the
time. but you don't get it just by throat singing. That's one of the avenues. There's various, many ways. And a lot of them, you get, there's a scripture verse that says, baptized in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're infilled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
So start to speak in tongues,
mm-hmm.
and the anointing comes stronger too.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you're praying.
That's part of your.
My belief. Yeah, my faith.
Okay,
yeah. When you're in tune with the Holy Spirit and you're doing this along with him,
yeah.
or following what he's doing, the anointing becomes stronger because he's doing it. Because it's supernatural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see a link between speaking in tongues and this throat singing?
Very.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's very close to that.
Okay.
Yeah. With being born again, I've become who I'm called to be. And that's an Enoch person.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a nun or a priest or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's I've become a priest in spirit,
mm-hmm.
but not go forsake anything that I am born to be.
Yeah.
I'm born to be an Inuk.
Yeah.
God has given me this gift to use, and I am to use it fully for his glory.
You said earlier, was that sort of suppressed before because of you felt as if you had to be Canadian? And
you have to become white.
You have to become white.
Yeah, we got assimilated into a white culture,
yeah.
the way they knew how to live.
Yeah.
And that suppressed our culture. Yeah.
But you've managed to
it's
go
coming
back.
To
your,
yeah.
your roots.
I was 5 years old. I'm now 58.
Right.
I was 5 years old when I started speaking English.
Were you forced to speak English?
Yes, in school. They told us, don't speak Inuktitut anymore.
Right.
When you go home, speak English.
Oh, really?
And I saw something on my dad's face, and years later I realized it was a pain. Because to him, that was forsaking who we are.
Did you lose any of your language? Or did you go home and speak English?
The first 5 to 6 years of your life, what you learn stays with you.
Mm.
But I stopped speaking it at the age of 11, because I had to speak Inuktitut to my dad, because
right.
he didn't speak English.
Right.
So when I started speaking English by my choice, because they told me that was the best way to live. I wanted to live the best way that I could. Years later, I was away from home most of the time, so I spoke English all the time. Years later, I'd come home and talk to the elders, and they would talk to me, and I would understand. And it come back right away. My speaking Inuktitut to them, they understood me, but it was up to an age of 11 years old, because that's when I stopped. I didn't mature much after that. But they understood me.
It's an extraordinary story.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're born again. The church that you belong to, what kind of church is that? Is that a...
It's sort of a universe... I guess they call it fundamentalist. Non-denominational. It's not Anglican. It's not. It's not Catholic. It's not.
It's a free church, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now, I'm discovering the Bible says the body of Christ. It's all those, like the Anglican, the Catholic, Protestants, all those other kind of churches. They're all part of the body. And I'm just part of it. So that's the part that I had to learn, was to accept those and not go, they're not doing it the way, you know, I'm learning. But I'm learning it the way I'm supposed to be, not the way they're supposed to be. I'm to accept them who they are, how they praise their God, our God. It's all same God. It's a big body. It's a whole world. And I'm sharing this from top of the world.
From the top of the world, it's amazing,
Only God can do that.
Yeah.
I never saw myself here before. Until maybe a month ago.
Right.
Larry shared his dream
right.
about coming here and apologizing to the elders.
I think it's fantastic that you could come here.
Thank you for this. That really opened a lot of things.
No, I'm delighted that you could join. You could come.